Rebel fighters continued to battle Libyan government forces Wednesday at the besieged port city of Misrata in western Libya. International efforts to evacuate residents also intensified, with several ferries transporting evacuees to Tobruk in eastern Libya. Forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi also lobbed shells and fired rockets at rebel positions defending the strategic eastern town of Ajdabiya. Neither side appeared to gain ground. Britain, France, and Italy, meanwhile, prepared to send military advisers to help the rebels. Diplomatic efforts to break the stalemate took place in Europe. Rebel council leader Mustafa Abdel Jalil met with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris after talks with Italian leaders in Rome a day earlier. He spoke of future alliances after fighting ended.
ستكون اتفاقياتنا ومستقبلنا الاقتصادي مميزا.
He promises agreements and beneficial economic ties with countries that help the rebels now, but also offers to honor previous agreements with other countries. In the Libyan capital, Tripoli, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, one of the Libyan leader's sons, insisted that government forces are in a good position that is improving day by day. He said the world is with the Libyan government and that he is optimistic for the future. Elsewhere in the region, tens of thousands of anti-government demonstrators rallied Wednesday in Yemen's capital Sana'a and in several other cities. The gatherings took place despite a government crackdown Tuesday in which dozens of protesters were wounded. The Gulf Cooperation Council talked with representatives of Yemen's government and opposition in the United Arab Emirates. The talk centered on a GCC plan for Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. A representative of Mr. Saleh's ruling party, Ahmed Obeid Ben Daher, said it is best that the president remain in office for the time being.
He
says the government side is ready to implement the plan, but the opposition must understand that a transfer of power must follow the constitution. In Syria, several anti-government sit-ins took place overnight near the port city of Banyas, in a suburb of the capital Damascus, and in Dara. Demonstrators denounced government accusations that Islamic extremists were behind the recent protests. Syria's Interior Ministry has forbidden further protests, although the government is in the process of repealing a state of emergency law that dates back to 1963. A Syrian opposition support group on Facebook is calling for more anti-government protests Friday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.